This weekend, one of the GOP primary frontrunners, Donald Trump, will get the hosting duties on Saturday Night Live, an honor he has had once before, back in 2004.
It's great to be here at Saturday Night Live, but I'll be completely honest. It's even better for Saturday Night Live that I'm here. Nobody's bigger than me. Nobody's better than me. I'm a ratings machine.
And he probably will be this time, too. Although this time, he is neck and neck with retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson in national polls of Republicans seeking the presidency. And a lot of people are asking if it's fair for a serious primary contender to host an episode of SNL while the others aren't going to be able to. And he will be the first to do that.
Yeah. And so what does NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik think about all of this? Hi, David.
Hey, guys.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that NBC Universal said it was ending its business relationship with Trump because of how he generalized about Mexican immigrants. And yet here he is on NBC with Hispanics protesting outside. Your thoughts first on SNL choosing him.
I think it's an entirely amoral decision. I think that they have looked at the astonishing ratings that the presidential debates have gotten. They've looked the ways in which Trump has often dominated political discussion, dominated public discussion, dominated popular culture, and they want to get in on it. I mean, Saturday Night Live is nothing if not an opportunist show. It likes to capitalize on opportunities, and this is a big one for them. They think they can be part of the discussion.
Okay, thank you very much, David Folkenflik. Goodbye. Well, but you know, others are saying the same thing, and even Trump is saying he knows why he's being asked to do things. Let's listen to him on the Today Show this morning.
Now, the reason they put me there is one very simple reason. It's called ratings. I get good ratings. If I didn't get ratings, they wouldn't put me there.
David, is this the first time that we've had this kind of ratings for presidential politics? We know that the debates are getting better ratings than they ever did before, but why is that? Is that just Trump, or is there something different going on?
I think it's a time of great anxiety for people. I think people are looking for – there's definitely be a change in the White House. You don't see nearly as much interest when there's a reelection. But if you look back 8 years to when Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton – John Edwards was part of the equation in the early going – were fighting for the Democratic presidential nomination for the ultimately the 208 crown, those were people who were clearly emerging as heavyweights. You did not see that level of engagement, that size audiences for the Democratic side primaries, despite the level of the candidates and the caliber of candidates involved. This time around, I think that Trump has just absolutely supercharged public interest. He is controversial. People hate him watch. People who kind of love him watch, or at least people who love to see him stick it in the eye of the establishment and stick it in the eye of, you know, the way in which people are supposed to behave, the kind of people who tend to like Jeb Bush. They want to see what he's going to say next. And I think that's very much what Saturday Night Live is trying to tap into there. You know, they've done had politicians on in the past. Al Gore, after losing the White House bid a couple years later, he was there. In 1996, Steve Forbes was there. Rudy Giuliani was there a year or two later.
Well, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton as well. But does it become dangerous? Some people look at this and say it's dangerous how much control these candidates now have over the process because of the ratings. The networks are so starved for the ratings that they're going to get from having the candidates on that they're willing to do things, including in these debates, make concessions that they otherwise would not do.
Well, I think you're seeing the candidates start to assert that, led by Trump and by Ben Carson, who's emerged ahead of him in a number of polls of the Republican primary electorate, that they want things to be done differently. Their ability to come together has fallen apart. Carson's campaign is still trying to lead several of the campaigns in making specific requests or demands, depending on how you put it. Some of them are pretty picayune, pretty small bore. And there have always been negotiations about more minor elements of the debates, the number of moderators, the temperature, the time of day, the location, things like that. But really fundamentally, you want to make sure that journalists who are posing the questions get to pose the questions they want to ask and present the information that they think is relevant to the public at large. That's what journalists do, politicians supposed to be able to take a punch, take a question, and be able to handle it. In this case, Trump says, you know, I'm the greatest. I'm the ratings machine. He said it back then on Saturday Night Live. He'll say it every day and through this primary season. And, you know, he thinks, well, that gives him the right to try to enforce certain kinds of strictures on the networks themselves.
Well, David, we're going to talk more about the debates because he's actually taken a tack with the debates where he's tried to separate himself from the pact by saying, I don't really care what they do in the debates. I can take any, you know, he's brilliant at that. I'll take any question you give me.
Huge.
So he separated himself out from that pack, which we want to talk more about Ted Cruz and others and their requests. But just staying with SNL for a second, they seem to understand the criticism of this weekend. If their promos are any indication, some of the promos are out. They're very funny. But they say, I mean, a staff member stands there and says, we're having Donald Trump on, but he's promised that he's not going to say anything about he's the greatest or he's this or he's that. And he immediately does in the promo. He says, I'm the best. I'm the greatest. Do you think there's any chance that SNL will do anything that Donald Trump might find not to his, you know, pleasure on Saturday night? Do you think they might surprise you, who thinks it's kind of reprehensible that this is happening?
I don't know that it's reprehensible that it's happening. I know that
it's— What was the word you used? Abhorrent? What was it? I'm trying to find—
That many people find abhorrent. Look, what he said is greatly offensive to a lot of people, and not just Latinos, right?
Yeah.
About the need to toss people out of this country, the need to build up this wall, that he's going to force Mexico to pay for it. It's their problem. It shouldn't be ours. The rhetoric, it appeals to a lot of voters too. I mean, there's, you know, the problem for SNL is in this moment when people are upset with him. If he were not a presidential candidate receiving a lot in the polls, they could say, well, he doesn't deserve stature. Well, at the moment, not only is he a popular cultural figure, he's also receiving a significant portion of the Republican electorate support. And so, you know, he's not beyond the pale. You know, his policies seem to be getting either an endorsement or at least some level of support from significant
American parties. Do you think that they will just continue sort of a winking thing, or do you think they will actually go after him?
I don't think they tend to do that to their own guests.
Yeah.
I think they tend to singe rather than burn. You might see them go after him harder in some of the impressions later on in the season as votes get closer than they are now. But I think that they're, you know, one of the things that people object to in his appearing is that in some ways it's a validating force. It's a wink. It says, look, you may disagree with him, but he's one of us. And for many Latinos in particular, they say, well, he's not one of us. He is beyond what we're willing to consider and what we want to watch.
Yeah. David, I want to switch topics to the debates, or well, I guess it's sort of part of the same topic here. But there have been a lot of people talking about the CNBC debate last week. The Republicans wanted to gain more control. As we said, Ted Cruz has been really vocal about making sure that, as he puts it, Democrats aren't the ones asking the candidates questions in future debates. Here he is talking with Fox News host Megyn Kelly.
You know, the one point that I have made, and I've made it several times, is why is it that we have Republican primary debates that are moderated by liberal Democrats? Liberal Democrats moderate the Democratic debates and they moderate the Republican debates. I don't think that makes any sense.
First of all, I will say, as somebody who knows John Harwood and Carl Quintanilla, I've been watching Becky Quick for years, I don't think that you could consider them liberal Democrats. They're serious journalists. But either way, is it possible that Republicans are going to get their way, people like Ted Cruz, and get questions asked in future debates by conservative Republicans only?
Well, the idea that no matter how many times asserted by Fox News and other conservatives that CNBC is hostile to capitalism, hostile to conservatism, is pretty hilarious if you actually watch the place. The second thing is, look at the way in which these panels are already constructed. You know, the RNC this year said, you know, we're not going to, you know, we're going to punish candidates who participate in debates that are not sanctioned by – not endorsed by the party itself. But if you look at these things, Hugh Hewitt, thoughtful conservative talk show host, is among the moderators for the CNN debates this year. He's kind of the swimming buddy of Jake Tapper first, and you know, next it will be Wolf Blitzer. Mm-hmm. On CNBC, you know, you had on NBC, they were going to have, I believe, Rich Lowry, the editor of
the National Review,
be a swimming buddy for them as well. And you've seen essentially things that you haven't watched people from The Nation participate in the Democratic debates. There have not been a counterpart in that way. I think, if anything, Cruz is inverting the actual formula and structure that we've seen.
Boy, I hadn't heard that. David Folkenflik, Will you be our swimming buddy? I think you
anytime,
are.
Anytime, Robin. You got
you
it.
You sort of are. Great way to look at it. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik on all the questions raised by Donald Trump hosting this weekend's SNL. I'm sure no one will tune in.
I'm sure the ratings will be very low.
Flat, yeah. David, thanks so much.
You bet.